The Committee on Sustainability and Economic Development come to order Thursday, the 12th of February. We have a short agenda. I suspect we will be adjourning pretty quickly today. We have work sessions scheduled for House Bill 2259 and House Bill 2252 that were before us on Tuesday. And I will open a work session on House Bill 2259. Barbara, if you could please remind us quickly of that bill.
HB 2259 changes the name of the Community Action Directors of Oregon to Community Action Partnership of Oregon, directs HCSD to provide resources pursuant to ORS 409-750 for training and technical assistance to the partnership.
So remember, our discussion of this bill really is simply a name change, and I think if there isn't any discussion, I'd be interested in a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2259 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Holvey moves House Bill 2259 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Representative Bailey, we are...
That's fine.
We have a motion on the floor for House Bill 2259 to attend the floor with a due pass recommendation. And without any objection, the motion carries. Please record a unanimous vote on that motion. I wonder if the committee, how the committee might feel about placing this on the consent calendar.
Mr. Chair, I move that we put House Bill 2259 on the consent calendar.
Thank you. Representative Holvey moves that House Bill 2259 be placed on the consent calendar. Any discussion on that suggestion? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion carries and 2259 goes to the consent calendar. Thank you very much. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2259 and open one on House Bill 2252. Barbara.
House Bill 2252 extends the Residential Service Protection Fund's sunset provision from January 1, 2010 to January 1, 2020, broadens the definition of Medicaid recipients residing in long-term and residential care facilities who are eligible for the fund, changes the requirement for eligibility for the Telecommunication Device Access Program from severe hearing impaired to hearing impaired and severe speech impaired to speech impaired as certified by the appropriate medical professionals, declares an emergency.
Thank you. Again, I think we're fortunate to have Rick Billis from the PUC here. Representative Thatcher, you had a question or two. Should we ask Mr. Willis to come forward? Not to put you on the spot too much.
Oh, sure. Just a couple.
Mr. Willis, if you wouldn't mind.
I don't think it's anything major.
Representative Thatcher?
Well, I just wondered why we're removing the 135% requirement for those under long-term in long-term care facilities.
Mr. Chair, Representative Thatcher, the
and,
problem there
and
is
if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself for the record, please forgive me.
Rick Willis with the Public Utility Commission. The problem there is that in those facilities, the facility gets excuse me. I'm fighting some of the cold that's going around here, so forgive me. The facility gets most of that money. So while technically those folks get 135% of the poverty level, they don't actually. They don't get that money. They get a small stipend with which they can buy their personal goods, their toothpaste, and their telephone service. So that's why we'd be removing it from that group.
And just a yes or no on this one, so we don't make you talk too much. I'm just wondering, have there been any alternative plans accepted by individual local exchange companies, telecommunications companies? Or, yeah, they may apply to this commission to establish an alternative plan for the purpose of carrying out the provisions, blah, 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 for its own customers. I just wondered if there have been any that you know of. I'm just curious.
Mr. Chair, Representative Thatcher, no, we have not.
Okay.
The RSPF program has been in existence since the mid-80s, 87, I believe, and during that time it has run, and no telephone company has applied to us to take over that, as far as I know.
Okay. Now, are we still at 5 cents a line surcharge?
excuse me, Mr. Chair, Representative Thatcher, we are at 9 cents
per
customer. That was raised in January of this year. At the time this bill was introduced, the state went through its process. It was at 5 cents.
Okay.
It has since been raised to 9 cents.
Just recently?
Yeah, in January of this year, yes.
And just curious, why are we, if this is to extend it from January 2010 to 2020, why the emergency? Is it because of these other provisions, eliminating the poverty level requirements? Is that what makes it an emergency?
Mr. Chair, Representative Thatcher, yes, that those provisions we would like to get into effect as soon as possible. There are a number of folks out there, and as, frankly, our population is growing older, there are more elderly in our population, more and more of those folks are in need of these services, and we would like to get them in effect as quickly as possible.
If I remember correctly, there was some discussion on Tuesday about a person who is suffering from ALS, too, and whether that, the definition of severe as it related to the various disabilities needed to be relaxed so that it was about compliance with the ADA, I think. Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we might have misspoken the other day. We are in compliance with the ADA now.
Yeah.
Our AG took a look at Oregon laws and said, you know, we probably should be providing these speech-generating devices according to Oregon law. And so, again, that's why we'd like to get that into effect as soon as possible.
Makes sense. Further questions, Representative Thatcher?
Well, sure. We might as well make this a 15-minute meeting rather than a 13-minute meeting. But I just was looking at staff recommendations. Where were they? What do they call it?
Staff summary.
It wasn't a staff summary. This is from the Public Utility Commission staff report. And the latest one I could find online was from May 20th, 2008, talking about surcharge rate review and how you're supposed to maintain no more than a six-month reserve. And so is that why you raised it to 9 cents rather than keeping it at 5 cents? Almost double.
Mr. Chair, Representative Thatcher, let me explain a little bit about how that works. That's correct. By law, we are to keep no more than a six-month ending balance, if you will. And what happened was, some years ago, when the law was expanded to include cell phones, we were at a low rate. We all know what happened with cell phones. It just exploded. So the amount of money we had in bank shot way up. So we lowered it to an artificially low 5 cents to bring that down to the six-month level. Now that it's getting down there, we need to get it up to what we believe is the proper level of about 9 cents to even it out going forward.
Okay.
That's why it kind of went like that.
I see. Thank you.
Very good.
I'm good. Well,
thank you. Thanks for your attention and good questions. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping. Are we ready to move this bill, committee? Representative Bailey.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2252 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Bailey moves House Bill 2252 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. Is there any objection to the motion? No response, so we will carry that motion. House Bill 2252 goes to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Representative Bailey, would you be willing to carry?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Bailey will carry. And with that, we've exhausted our agenda. Is there any other business to come before the committee or comments for the good of the order? I always look to you, Representative Gillian.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Hearing none, we're adjourned. We'll see you on Tuesday.
No objection.